Aloha everybody, this is The War Room Show and it is sponsored by thewarhq.co.uk. Why not go there now? And we will give you a wee coupon to give a little bit more money back in your pocket. The coupon code is POD21, that's POD21. And if you apply that, you'll get a little bit of a discount and get your minis in a wee bit cheaper. So why not pay themorehq.co.uk a wee visit just now. Thank you guys, and on with the show. Aloha everybody, it's Paul here on the War Room Podcast. And in today's show, we're going to start off at least by talking a little bit about the World Team Championships for Bolt Action. That's the WTC, which are being held in Poland in the first weekend of May this year. First Bolt Action World Team Championships. And I thought what we'd do, we'd give you a little bit of an insight behind the World Team Championship. Bit of the history, how it came to pass, and all just stuff like that for anybody that's interested. So, how did the World Team Championships come into being? Interesting question. I have for a number of years, probably about 4 years now, been looking at the European Team Championships, which are held every year and are kind of the unofficial World Team Championships for 40k. And they usually have other game systems which they either invite or they have at the same time. I'm guessing Age of Sigma will be a big competition there. And I was looking to getting Bolt Action introduced to the European Team Championships. For various reasons over the years, that hasn't happened. Several people have had approaches made that I'm aware of by the ETC from time to time. But the organisation of the ETC makes it a little bit difficult. So the ETC have a new committee are voted in every year, and they can't decide where the ETC is going to be in 2 years' time, because they don't know who the new committee is. Committee is usually the organising country's committee, as it were. So we don't know more than a year in advance where the ETC is going to be. And as Bolt Action would be a guest game or a new game system to that, the committee has to meet, and then they have to go over, are we going to do Bolt Action? If so, who are we going to ask to organise it? And all that kind of thing. So by the time a message actually comes to you saying, yeah, we would like to have Bolt Action, and would you guys organise it? You're really usually left with about 5 months, if that, to be able to do it. We nearly did it last year, but again, by the time we got asked, it was organised. The organisers were chosen, and we went into the logistics of it. Really, sort of 4 months was not enough time to give people notice, allow them to make plans to travel, get time off work, and all that kind of thing. So we didn't go through with it. And just as all that was happening, a post appeared on the internet from a chap called Dave Nolan, who some of you will no doubt know, who his history is he organises the Middle Earth European Championships, independent and standalone from the ETC, as it were. He's been organising those over the past few years. Last year it was in Cardiff. So Dave has a history of organising world championships, as it were. And he put a post on one of the Bolt Action Facebook sites saying that he was going to start the World Team Championship, or where's the effect of, I can't remember the exact post now. And within several hours, the jungle drums of the Bolt Action community had wended its way to me, and there were several people saying, have you seen what's happening, Paul? There's a bloke called Dave trying to do what you were trying to do. Now, for various reasons, it's for 4 years of trying, I didn't manage to pull it off. And so I was like, oh, this is really good. Somebody's having a go, not a problem. And within an hour of deciding that I was going to put a post up to support Dave in his endeavour, Dave actually got in touch with me saying, people on the internet have told me you're the man to speak to. Flattering though that is, people seem to think I have more influence and know more people than I actually do. But anyway, Dave approached me and said, you know, would you care to get on board? And I jumped at the chance. Fortunately, Dave and I get on pretty well and work pretty well together. And I went into all the intricacies of about, oh, you'll need to keep these people happy in Bolt Action, and you'll need to keep those people happy. And Dave, with all his Irish flair, said, we don't care, we're doing it. They can come or they won't come. It's going to get done. And I fell in behind that, and hence that started the organisation trail for the Bolt Action World Team Championships, which will be held at the same venue as the Middle Earth European Team Championships this year, which is Poznan. So we got our heads together. Dave had already thought that Poznan would be a likely venue, and he had a hotel conference centre which he was ready to go and suss out. So Dave and I, the pair of us, went off to Poland, had a lot of meetings arranged for sponsors, etc. Some guys from Poland who are going to help with the local organisation of the event. And yeah, so as I say, went off to Poland, a cheap flight from Stansted. I think the flight was about £40 from Stansted. A bit of a drive down, but we went across. The taxi ride from the airport in Poznan, probably 10 minutes. It seemed like 5 minutes, probably 10 minutes. What did it cost us? I think it cost us about 20 zlotys, which was about £4 probably, something like that. It wasn't very much, and it's pretty darn close. The hotel itself is very European, so lots of marble rather than carpets and tiles, which isn't a bad thing. They have a restaurant attached, and yeah, it was very comfortable. It's not terribly expensive. I think Dave and I, it cost us about £30 a night, perhaps. I wouldn't quote me on that, but anyway, we were quite impressed. We shared a room, and that was fine. We stayed a couple of days. The people at the hotel showed us around, and it became immediately apparent that if we were going to run Bolt Action there, we didn't have enough space. So we went to them and said, well, you know, you've got three rooms, and we've booked one of them. We want to book the other two. At which they were very happy about, but informed us that the original dates that we were planning on weren't available. So we looked through the calendars, managed to find the closest date, which was the first weekend in May, which still isn't ideal, but it was the date we could work with to give us the three small conference rooms that we needed. And then we went round doing the old measure up, etc., and decided that even that wasn't going to be enough space. And so we've commandeered the hallway to run some games in as well. So that was fine. We got all those arrangements sorted out, costs of rooms and practicalities about getting the guys going to the World Team Championships fed and watered. So that was all done. And then basically, we sat for the rest of our time in Poland, the rest of the sort of day and a half, was sat in the restaurant in a corner drinking coffee and meeting with various people who were going to help us out to make the World Team Championships happen. So that was way back, I believe, in June last year. Now, what's happened since then? Well, as you, some of you will know, we've set up the website for the representative. So we had to contact various people throughout the world who had either been suggested to us or recommended to us and asked them if they would like to serve as a representative for their country. Representative didn't mean that they were going to be picked as part of the team or the captain or whatever, although they could be, but it was just somebody who we could coordinate, and we only had one person that we had to relay information to. We set up a private group, and slowly but surely people joined the group, and it became quite aware that we were going to need more space, which we've tried to do with the space allotted to us. We don't want to try and take up too much space, because we want people to have enough space to put their armies and their kit and all that and not feel too cramped in. So on the one hand, we're trying to get as many people in as possible. On the other hand, we're trying to give them as much room as possible. Hopefully we've come up with a happy medium, but we shall see. I'm sure there'll be a lot to learn from this first World Team Championship. Anyway, so we got the reps involved, let the reps know what was going on, showed them a little video of the hotel, etc. And basically the next job was to sort out the scenery. Now, for the World Team Championships, we would like very much for the scenery to be quite special. Some tournaments we've gone to, predominantly in the past, but some tournaments we've gone to, scenery has been criticised for being too sparse, for being too much, for being not painted, lots of things, and we don't want that to happen with the World Team Championships. So our next goal was really to embark on getting enough scenery for the tables we're going to need. We've got 16 possible 16 teams. Each game, each team has four players. So in total we need 32, if my maths is right, 32 tables and in fours. The other thing we want to do is have each match between four players and four players all played on identical tables. So we have to make four identical tables for each of the eight games that will be going on at the same time. And we started getting that together. We've been supported by quite a few people. Dave at Dave's War Games with his MDF buildings has been a huge help. So a shout out there to Dave at Dave's War Games. Guys, please go and look him up. We've also been helped out considerably by Bill's Buildings, which you can find at my site, thewarhq.co.uk. We're just about to put all his buildings up on there so that you can purchase them if you wish to. But Bill at Bill's Buildings, he is supplying quite a few tables worth of stuff. And of course, our good friends at Warlord. But we'll come on to Warlord later, because they didn't really enter the scene just yet. So that was the next big thing. It was a big rush to work out how we're going to get all these tables. We need to get all the equipment from the UK to Poznan, which is an undertaking in itself, and possibly get it all back or get it transported to next year's venue. I'm sure that down the road we'll let you know more about the venue for 2020. That's all in the pipeline just now. So we did all that. We started making scenery, which is quite a big job, as you can understand. And our plan is for the future that every year that scenery will change a little bit. We'll move things around so every year you don't turn up and you're playing on exactly the same thing. And that's really been the main thrust of what we have been doing. Now, the captains, the next thing that happened is really at the end of last year, we opened up the representatives to let us know who the captains were. We've set up a captain's page now, which not a lot of action on it just now, but very shortly I expect there will be a lot of action on it. So we've got the captains. The captains are now at the stage, or the latter stages, of letting us know who the members of their teams are and registering them on the Oh, excuse me, wee frog in my throat. Registering on them on the T3 website, making payments. Teams are already starting to make all their arrangements to get to Poland. Hotels have been booked. They've got the codes to get the rooms at a special rate. Flights have been booked. So it's all well underway, and yeah, we're going to see them all in Poland. Hopefully with all the scenery, hopefully with us, and it's all starting to come together. So that was all at the back end of last year. We should have all that stage of things sorted out by middle to the end of February. And then we're going to start looking at getting team army lists, etc. in. We have given the players pack in its rough form to everybody. We've got a few things to decide at the moment. We're just at the moment deciding on which scenarios we'll play out of the book. We're going to play book scenarios, but there's some of them we don't want to have available for various reasons. We're going to do a random choice from 8 of the 12 scenarios in the book. So we're just deciding on that final 8 now. We've got a few wee questions. The referees page has been set up. We've got myself as one referee, and we have another. We've got the other referees in hand. Hopefully we'll get a couple of Polish referees along there too for the bolt action. So that's all in hand. There's basically the rest of the time is taken up with phone calls from various nations and in various languages, which is quite time consuming. But we've got through it all. Dave's done most of the bulk of the work on that. And most people all seem to be quite happy, touch wood, and all starting to think about the armies they're going to be bringing. So this year, it was right at the very end of last year, we went down to Warlord to have extensive talks with the guys at Warlord. They were very keen to be on board with us and give us support. We weren't looking for a great deal of support, but really the things that we have got is they have given us some scenery for the tables. So the top tables are going to be Warlord. We're going to call them Warlord tables, I guess. The scenery is all going to have been provided by Warlord, so big thanks to that. They've also, we managed to negotiate that each of the players in the winning team will be given free entry to next year's GT, which is a fantastic little thing, and we do thank Warlord. They've been very helpful and offered us a lot of help, and yeah, we're very grateful to Warlord, obviously being their game. Hopefully they'll manage to turn up to the event. They've got quite a lot on at that time, and we maybe didn't coordinate as well as we might have done. But we're hoping to see some Warlord people at the event, and also hopefully get a few podcasters and YouTubers down there at the event too. Where are we at the moment? It's the end of January now. We're starting to panic about scenery, although we think we've got it all in hand. Our next job is working out how to get the scenery to Poland. We've got people working on that for us because we really don't want to spend a lot of money. All the money that's taken in entry free for the WTC, it all goes to the WTC. It's not a profit-making exercise at all. We do have covered, if we have any extra, it will go towards transportation of the scenery to the next WTC, and any extra funds after that will go into the pot for the following WTC's expenses, costs, etc., and prizes. What else was happening? And I think that's it with the WTC. Just quite a lot of questions we'll be expecting about armies, army lists. One of the great things that we've seen is a number of countries have started off sort of leagues or whatever, which I personally think is a good thing. I know it's not everybody's flavour, but there is room for everybody in the great game of bolt action. Those guys that are more competitive, those guys that are like to do their themed armies and things. There's nothing at all wrong, and we can all play together. Fantastic community that Bolt Action has. So we will be looking forward to going to Poland. We'll be looking forward to bringing you some coverage, and on the run up to May, I would imagine March, April, May, we'll be doing a little bit more content on Facebook and YouTube, just to make you guys all aware of what's going on, and so you can follow online. We will try and bring live streaming of the event if we can. It's really dependent on bodies that will help us. And that is exactly where we are at the moment. I've just been on the phone to Warlord this morning, speaking to the guys down there, thanks to all the help from you, Simon. And basically, it's just more calls back and front with Dave to go. Him telling me what to do and me telling him what to do. But I hope you enjoy it. I hope you can all get behind this. Whether you're more historical or you're more competitive, hopefully it's an event for everybody, and it'll get the idea with it is just to get more people into Bolt Action, more people playing, more people talking about it. Anything you can do to help and share this little podcast would be fabulous, and if we can spread the good word, that would be great. So we will love you and leave you. You can go on now, have a look at the War HQ, the podcast's sponsors, and have a look and see if you can get a wee discount with that discount code. I think it's POD21, but anyway, wait until the message just following this. Take care, guys, and mahalo for now. So you listen to the show. Now it's time to visit thewarhq.co.uk for all your Bolt Action needs, and remember to use the code POD21, that's POD21, to get 20% off and free postage and packaging. See you in the next show.